Boy, you know, Marty, for one, I can't believe, you know, just reminiscing with you a little bit over the years. And no-hitter was really cool. But as I sit here and the angle in which that I'm talking to you, I think about that 2000 Game 2 Division Series where J.T. Snow hit it right over where it says splash hit 68 Levi's right now. Had a good game. Barry Bonds gets a triple off me in the eighth inning. The Mets are winning. And boy, oh boy, J.T. Snow, and this place rocked the house. That was the first year here, right?
For 2000.
What was Pac Bell, yeah, and 2000, now AT&T, yeah. 2000. Yeah. Gosh, I'll never forget it. This is a great venue.
Boy, Al Leiter with us, a pleasure. MLB.com and on TV, we see you all the time. You like this.
You know what? It's fun. And Marty, I was blessed to play 23 years of professional baseball and 19 years in the big leagues, and I had some really cool, great moments. And you know what? You know, God willing, I was able to make a nice living for my family and around the sport that I loved, and I can still be in it, but not in it day to day. MLB Network has been a great landing spot. I do a handful of appearances there. I still do the Yankee games on the YES Network. That's a blast as well. And I don't know. What are we going to do? We need to do something. And 100 dates out of my year, I can be a dad, and I can be a husband, and I can be with the kids. It's a lot of fun.
Beautiful, Al Leiter. Great enthusiasm for life and the game. You always had that when you played as well. This World Series. Now, of course, this is Saturday morning, and we'll talk about the World Series. What do you think about it just in general, these two teams?
You know, I think it's pretty cool that you had... First of all, let's back up, because I was a wild card World Series winner in 97 when I was with the Marlins and we beat the Indians. So the whole wild card thing has been great for the game. But there was an inequity and an unfairness to the teams that won the divisions were on the same footing as the wild card team. So, okay, fast forward, last year, wild card was inception to how you had to kind of do the play-in. And for what the Giants have, Giants more so even than Kansas City, because Kansas City played at home, but what a game that was against the A's. But for the Giants to go to Pittsburgh, in that great ballpark, PNC, talking about AT&T Park here, PNC is just as good almost, and to win that, and then to have to go through the Nationals, and then the Cardinals. Like, you talk about, if either one of these teams, and I really like the brand of baseball. It's still about pitching. It's still about defense. It's still about run efficiency, fundamental baseball. I think the Kansas City Royals are interesting in many respects because I see a National League team. I really do. They don't hit a whole lot of home runs. They run the bases better than anybody in baseball. And, you know, then it comes down to what? We're watching great bullpens having to mix and match these respective managers and Bochy and Ned Yost make crucial decisions that, you know, have bearing on as to whether who's going to be wearing a World Series ring come next April.
Boy, I love this story. Al Leiter with us. All right, the World Series, there's just something about it. You know, you can have the Division Series, and I say you win the pennant. I don't use initials here. You win the pennant. But you get to the World Series, it's forever.
It is, and while the memories are forever lasting, and I was blessed to be in four of them, you know, winning a couple in Toronto, and then you know, I told you about the Marlins over the Indians, and then 2000, a true Subway Series when I was able to play the Yankees in the 2000 World Series. You know what? I think it's there's signature moments, and you mentioned about my no-hitter, but it was really about the World Series. And I think ultimately you are remembered on the biggest stage, and this is it, and it's the best that we can offer, and it's always a pleasure.
All right. Great to have you out here. It's a pleasure. Now, last thing, Eric Burns, you work with Burnsy.
Burns, is he not? You talk about the Energizer Bunny. How do you do it as well? You work with him.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm hyper myself. I mean, Burnsy takes it to another level, and I love it. I think the enthusiasm is infectious, and he does a great job.
Yeah, you two are pretty good together, Al.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, more coming up in KMBR 680, the sports leader.